Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, I am excited, totally excited about the show on today. Well, I want to talk to you today on the subject of direct sales. So for some of you, you know it as direct sales. Some of you might refer to it as network marketing. And still yet, some of you may even use the term multi-level marketing. They are all variations of the concept of direct selling. This is an industry where instead of going into a store, you would not go into a store to sell your items. You would actually sell them one-on-one, face-to-face with individuals. And so we're going to talk about that business, and I want to give you some keys to direct selling. So I know there are a lot of people in the direct sales, especially today with this horrible economy. Yes, the economy is horrible, let's just speak it. But here's the thing, it's not horrible for everyone. Don't get it twisted. But it's always been horrible for some people. You know, even the Bible tells us that the poor shall always be with us. So just because it's been well with you, it doesn't mean it's been well with everyone. And so today we want to use as our topic today, keys to a successful direct selling business. Now, if you're out there in the direct selling business, I know you've had some struggles. Trust me, I've done probably 5 direct selling. If I was to add them up, starting with my very first affiliation with a direct sale was with Primerica. Now, you know how long ago that was because I'm not even sure if that's what they're still calling it, but Primerica was the very first one that I got affiliated with. Then I was affiliated with something called the AmeriPlan. So that was one that was just strictly health insurance for, like, your small business owners, people who don't have coverage from their corporations or their company. So there was an AmeriPlan. I signed up for that. Then I had signed up for something called Prepaid Legal. And now they've changed their name. They're no longer Prepaid Legal. I believe it is now referred to as Legal Shield. Legal Shield. And so you have that. Let's see, what other one did I do? Oh, well, then I did Avon some years back. Well, my mother was an Avon rep years ago. And then when I was a little girl, so that's 40 years, like, well, 50 years ago, my mom, I would say about 45 years ago, my mom was a Avon rep. And then I did Avon when I was probably about 25, coming out of the military. I had no job, believe it or not. Yeah, I came out of the military. I had no job. Let me say that again. That's a problem right there. You go serve your country. How do you come back home without a job? Well, that's a whole other show, so I won't go down that lane. But I, so I did Avon for a couple months. That was back in 1983, 1984. And then I just did it for like a month or two. Then Avon, so after and I did that, AmeriPlan, Prepaid Legal, and Primerica. Now, Primerica, I never actually signed up. I went to a lot of the trainings because I was indecisive, and at the time I got a job, and I thought, I don't need this now that I'm working. Prepaid Legal, I was working when I signed up. But somehow I missed out on some things. AmeriPlan, same thing. I actually did sign up for those. Avon, there was no really big sign up with Avon. You just order the products and go. And then, let's see, which other one did I do? I never did Mary Kay, though I did have a woman who used to, who talked to me about becoming a Mary Kay consultant. She would, I used to work at, in retail, I worked at Dressborn. And she used to come by Dressborn all the time and talk to me about it, but it never went down. And I'm just giving you a background of all my experiences with direct selling to show you why I feel that I'm the best person to tell you about how to be successful at direct selling, okay? That's what I want. You want to be successful? I want you to be successful, especially if you're on my team. If you're on my team or you're going to be on my team, even if you're going to be on somebody else's team who's connected to my company, because a lot of these companies, well, I'll tell you about that one of the keys later. So I'm just giving you a background of all the ones that I've been involved with and actually had signed up for. Now, when we say signed up, I'll tell you a little bit more about what we mean when we say that we signed up. What does that mean in the direct selling, in the direct selling industry, multi-level marketing or network marketing, whichever you want to call it. And I also want to talk to you about why right now is the best time to get into direct sales, why this is the best time. And so also I am involved in Compass, which is also direct sales, also involved in Ignite, which is another direct selling company. And lastly, I am an Avon rep again. And this time, I believe I'll be Avon for a little while here. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times that I've been involved in direct sales. And here I go again. Now, I am still involved with, oh, I forgot artists. Okay. Artists. Okay, so that's actually 8. And so God's number for new beginnings. So 8 times I've been involved with network marketing, I would say really, really, you know, heavily involved. I didn't get heavily involved with network marketing until 2009, when I got involved with artists. And that's when I really got started to learn some of the secrets to the network marketing business. Again, you're going to hear me use the words interchangeably, network marketing, multi-level marketing, and direct sales. So for those of you, you may be in one of the other direct selling businesses. You may be in Mary Kay. You may be in Five Links. You may be in, the one that's real famous, Amway. And I'm not sure if it's still called Amway. It may be called something different by now. You may be in Shackley. There's quite a few of them. There's hundreds, literally, probably thousands. I believe there's definitely thousands of network marketing businesses. And they're coming online. There's Warm Spirit. There's just so many. There's too many. You couldn't even think to name them all. But here's what I learned about network marketing. I'm going to give you some secrets to being successful at it. And that's if you want to be a success at network marketing. I'm going to give you some secrets to being successful at network marketing. Now, I expect that I'm going to be doing this over a period of time. It's going to take some time for me to really, you know, get all of the information to you, and then we're going to go over some other pieces. We're going to go over some more pieces of this network marketing business, but I will tell you one thing about network marketing. One of the keys to being successful with it, you see, because there, network marketing falls under the category of entrepreneurship. Okay, that's number one, and that's the first key that you need to know if you want to be successful at this business. When someone, as they call, signs you up, in other words, when someone gives you the keys to owning your own business, that's what they're doing. When they sign you up, they're handing you a key to becoming an entrepreneur, to becoming a business owner, okay? And if you're going to be successful at this business, that's the first key, is to understand that when you sign your name on the dotted line, the person who is signing you up is signing you up because they have this idea that you're going to become a business owner. And the person who is signing someone up, they're thinking that I'm building a team. I'm building a team. Just like Bill Gates would go out and build a team of people to run Microsoft, or any other CEO would go out and build a team to run their company, to make their company profitable. Sure, there's a slight difference here, because if you go work for Microsoft, you're not necessarily a business owner. Unless you purchase stock in the business, then yes, you're part owner of the company, but you may not. So it's very similar in that sense. So when someone signs you up, as we say, then they're signing you up to become a business owner, okay? So that's a key that you need to know, that network marketing, it is a business. It's a business model. The model is different than maybe some other business models, like a partnership or a corporation, but at the same time, it's very similar. When you sign up for a network marketing business, you're basically signing up as a corporation to be your own corporation. And here's the beauty of it is that now you can go about and build your team, and you can do your business. Pretty much you have a lot of flexibility. It's not a franchise per se, but it has some components of a franchise. Like with a franchise, you purchase the company's name and the company's, you purchase some of the company's structure, you purchase their products, you resell them. Their name stays on the business, okay? For instance, when you become an Avon rep, you don't change the name, it's still Avon. So, therefore, it, in a sense, it could be in a more similar to a franchise. When Avon advertises in a commercial, let's just say nationally or internationally, they're still advertising for you, okay, because you're an Avon rep. when a person sees the commercial, they're going to think about their Avon rep, their individual rep. Same thing with a McDonald's. There's franchises all over. So, and they're owned by different people. When a person sees a McDonald's commercial, they're going to think about the McDonald's in their community, their neighborhood, the McDonald's they go to. So, but the commercial is for the entire corporation of McDonald's. So Avon is a corporation. And you buy into this corporation, and we call that signing you up. Now you can go and make a profit for yourself. So the first, and just like any business owner would do, just like an owner of a McDonald's or the owner of an IHOP or the owner of a Bally's Fitness Center or the owner of any other type of franchise. But they don't call it franchising. It's called network marketing because if I own a franchise, let's just say I buy a franchise like a McDonald's, I don't go out and then try to find other people to also buy a franchise and get some type of compensation, you see. So there's where there's a big difference right there. When in network marketing, what we do is to cover the territory of customers. We know we can't do it all by ourselves. And so we sign up other people, and then the company rewards us for doing that. And so the second key then to network marketing is to understand your business, understand your business, and understand the business model that you're in. So the first thing is to recognize that you're in a business. That's the very first key. If you because here's the options. Some people, unfortunately, when they get into the business, they may have the concept that, you know what, this is just, I'm just doing this as a hobby, or I'm just signing up to satisfy someone's request, my cousin, my family member asked me to do this. Well, I'm just telling you what you've done when you've signed up. And if you want to be successful, remember the title of the show today is Being Successful, How to Be Successful at network marketing. And it's not just, you know, we're not just talking about what it is, but we're talking about keys to a successful direct selling business. I don't know about you, but I've been doing this now since 2009, and I want to be very successful. As a matter of fact, 2009, and that's all. I've been involved now for 3 solid years. Now, I met a woman last night at one of these direct selling meetings, and that's what they hold. They do hold a lot of meetings. And I met a lady there, and this woman was, there was a lady there, and do you know, she's been in the business 13 years, and she is making about $12,000 a week. She makes anywhere from, you know, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 up to $12,000 a week. Of course, it depends on how much, you know, sales that she brings into the business. Now, she happens to be in the Avon business. First of all, Avon is the oldest and the largest direct selling business in the world. Avon. They've been around 120 years. Well, I told you my mom was selling Avon back when I was just a wee little girl. So that was she was selling Avon back in the 60s. Now, the beautiful thing about all of these companies, you know, another key in understanding that if you work hard in this business, you can have it as your sole business, okay? You can, in other words, you can really have the flexibility of being your own boss. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't get a chance. That doesn't mean you don't work hard. It doesn't mean you don't make some sacrifices. It doesn't mean that it doesn't, you know, impede on some of the things that you used to love doing in the evenings, because now you have to go to these meetings in the evening. But it might mean that you get more of your morning. And for some people, especially those people with children, they like that. Or a person like me who has a radio show in the morning, I love the fact that now I can do my radio show in the morning. I can rearrange my day as opposed to having to run out my house and go to a job and clock in at 8 o'clock or 8:30. I can, you know, get up, do my radio show in a relaxed atmosphere, and I have more of my morning. Yes, it means I will be out of my home in the evening, so I have to make sure that it fits my lifestyle. But you do have that flexibility. And today, with internet and webinars, a lot of the meetings that we had to go to in the evening, some of them will be able to be, some of them we will substitute with webinars. However, we cannot substitute everything with a webinar, because you still got to get to people face-to-face. For instance, last night, you know, she was giving out a lot of gifts and things like that. You can't give those things out over a webinar other than to give someone a credit card number and say, here, go and shop and buy whatever you want. But I'm talking this morning about keys to successful direct selling business. Now, one of the reasons I'm going to be talking about this for a while now is because I'm in the direct selling business because I want to be successful. You're in it because you want to be successful. But not everybody is successful in this business. Let's face it. So many people, first of all, you can, this is here's, if you're in the direct selling business, you already know what I'm talking about. If you are one of the persons who is not successful, you want to stay connected to this radio show. Because over the next several weeks, I'm going to be dedicating a show, and it probably will be Fridays, to talk about direct selling, how to be successful in this business. Now, also, just to give you, for those of you, if you're the first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, welcome to the show. I am also a business professor, so I teach on business for the past 10 years at Essex County College in Newark, but I've also taught at a couple of other colleges. I teach business classes. We do talk about direct selling when we get to talking about entrepreneurship and the different types of businesses. We do talk about it. So there is a way to, there is direct selling. And direct selling is a business model. So if you want to get, if you want to be successful at it, you want to know these things. But another key that I find to direct selling is that you have to actually be, another key that I found to direct selling is that if you want to be successful in this business, you definitely need to know. Well, if you want to be successful, okay, some people say, well, I've been in the business, I'm not successful, I'm not getting clients, I'm not getting customers, I'm not doing much of anything, sometimes frustrating what's called your upline, because whoever enrolls you in the business or signs you up, or maybe you just found it online and they sent you to someone, you know. One of the things to help you be successful in this business is that you have to take initiative and you have to learn what you need to do to be a success. Sure, you will go to the meetings. Sure, you will work with your upline. But you have to have that drive and that will and that passion yourself. So that's the other, that's the other thing about this business, is that you have to find the one, because there's so many, okay? You have to find the one that is a fit for you. So in other words, find your fit in network marketing. Yeah, find your fit in network marketing. Okay, that's a good place to start. I mean, you know, not for nothing. If you don't find your fit, that's okay. If you don't, if you think that, okay, it's fine, I'll just go and I'll do any network marketing, that's good if you're the type of person who can, if that's good if you are, if you're more, as for the lack of a better word, you are, let me see, I'm trying to be really soft with this word. I don't want to use the word shrewd, but because in order to sell something, you have to be very convincing. And how can you convince someone on something that you're not totally sold on? Now, you could be sold on the actual idea of direct selling, but are you sold on the products? Like, for instance, there's products with Avon that I'm totally convinced on. I've used the products. My mom has used the products. Other people that I know have used the products, okay? So you want to be a success at this business. You want to be successful at network marketing. So, again, these keys are, number one, recognizing that you are a business owner. Recognizing that you're a business owner once you sign up. You got to let that sink in, because for some people, that's a big transition. If you've only worked for other people, now you're working for yourself, that's a huge transition right there. In other words, when you work for someone else, pretty much you're just doing what you're told. You're told to do something and you do it. But when you work for yourself, there's no one there to tell you what to do. You have to take that responsibility to tell yourself what to do. There's no one going to tell you now to get up and make 5 phone calls. Sure, your upline will guide you and will give you suggestions, even help you set goals for yourself. But it's ultimately up to you to get up and do it. You don't have a paycheck to motivate you, that incentive. When you're on your job, you may hate your job. You may hate what you do, but the paycheck is your incentive, your motivation to even do what it is that you hate. But in this business, when you do not have a ready-made check at the end of the week or at the end of the 2 weeks or at the end of the month, however it is that they pay you, you have to motivate yourself. Because now there will be no paycheck if you don't operate. Whereas in a company, even if you went to work and didn't do very much, you would still get a paycheck. You're just trading time for money. You go, you do 8 hours, you're going to get X amount of dollars. Here, on the other hand, you invest the money to join the business. So we say that you trade money for time, and now you get to have your time the way you want. Okay, is this making sense to you? I hope this is making sense to you. You get to trade now time for money, or money for time. You invest some money in the business, you're going to invest some money in your business, you're going to invest some money in your business, and you're going to get back more time to be with your family, more time for vacations, more time, and that's a beautiful thing, and we can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. So these are the keys that I wanted to give you. So number one, you're a business owner. Number two, understand the business model that you're in. This is a model where you have to go out and get clients. And those clients you're going to get clients, and then you're going to get partners. Okay? Now you're in the business, because what you're doing is now you're in the business of building a team. That's really what part of your business is. And with that's what makes you a leader. So you're going to be flexible. You have to be flexible. And this key is that you got to stay flexible and open-minded. Meet new people, do new things. That's another key to this business. The fourth key I would say is definitely to find a good fit for yourself. Find one that fits with you, one that you enjoy, the people you enjoy being around. Okay? Now, as you become the one last thing is understanding yourself. Understanding what motivates you, what empowers you. Okay, you got to get a lot of knowledge. You got to read and learn about yourself. And that's why I'm offering my book, Release Your Power, at a discount. I normally sell the book for $15, but if you're in the network marketing business, you can order that book for $10. So you would just have to email me, Facebook me, or call me at 908-432-1853. Because you really need to be empowered. So we're offering that system. So those are the 5 keys that I want to say that you need in order to be successful. That you need to understand business, understand the model that you're in, where you're building a team, you're a leader now. You have to be flexible and open-minded. Find one that fits you, and then get your personal empowerment, that you become knowledgeable, that you're constantly building on yourself, you're feeding yourself, you're empowering yourself. And that's why we're offering the book with our team, Release Your Power. Well, that's all we have time for today. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here Monday. Have an awesome, powerful weekend. There's a lot going on, but this is an awesome life, great business, marketing.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.